time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got the ladies from Helper Saturday Vibes. I've got Kimberly Kuhn and I've got Noelle Tamajian. Seeing at the beginning of the year, I couldn't even say your name.
You're killing it. You're
killing it now, right? And we're going to talk. This weekend is the final Saturday Vibes of the year. But you know what? It has been a lot of fun. They've had a lot of fun doing it. We're going to talk about, you know, everything that kind of led up to this. And you know what? They're already thinking about next year. So let's get going on this. Kimberly, Noelle, thank you so much for coming in today.
So happy to be here.
Yeah, so Kimberly, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
And we're going to kind of let you talk about, you know, how much of a success has this year's Saturday Vibes and Helper been?
Yeah, it's been above and beyond successful. The community has really supported it and Carbon County in general just because of the attendance and creating the opportunities for musicians and businesses and nonprofits and movements. This is the community forum that we are building.
And I'll tell you what, great bands. You did not lie when you came in here all those weeks ago and said you had some great bands ready. Yeah. And you know what? We're going to kick it off, or really kick off the last day, say, with a really great band that everybody in Carbon County should know.
Everybody needs to come at 4. Shuffle. We're excited. And, you know, get your dancing shoes on.
And, you know, I caught them at the Arts Festival, they did not disappoint.
Yeah,
they really
did.
So get out there from 4 to 9 for Shuffle, and you're saying early, right?
Yes. 4 o'clock they start.
And so get there with your chairs. Get them placed.
Yep.
They don't care if you place your chairs at noon, right?
Right. No, we have early comers for sure.
So get on down there. And then who's going to take the stage from 7 to 9?
Silver Kings.
And give us a little background on them.
Okay. So it's originally a band, Motherload, that's played for over 25 years together. And this is an offshoot. Their new band is called Silver Kings. They're a jam band that does covers and original, and they are a dancing band. So we're super, super excited. The main guy, Dana Williams, has been a friend of mine for about 20 years. He's played several different stages for me and around the state. So it's exciting for him to be here and help her. Carbon County.
So I think what you're saying is bring your dancing shoes.
Yeah, it's good.
Don't forget your dancing shoes.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to disappoint, and it's different. And it's different for everybody, and we have to welcome them, and they're going to jam out.
Get out and have some fun. Now, Noelle, you always like to talk about, you know, kind of the background stuff. So we're going to let you talk about, you were concerned, you know, you guys are always concerned with safety. So you wanted to touch base on rapid testing and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. We would have loved to have, you know, the health department out with their mobile unit at this event. But they are so busy getting our students safe as the school year is getting started. So we just encourage everyone to check out the Price mobile unit. It's from Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 2:30. You can get your rapid testing. It's, you know, you go there. It's about 20 minutes from testing to getting your results. It's a quick way to just know we're keeping the community safe. And we just hope everyone can kind of get that done and come join us at the event if all goes well.
And also, let's talk about, you know, one thing we always talk about every time you guys come in, because things like this don't just happen.
Yeah.
You've got to have your sponsors. So let's discuss some of the great sponsors that you've had this year.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, we'd love to thank the Helper Project. They're our stage sponsor. They're allowing us to get 16 bands on our stage this season and probably a lot more next year.
Yep.
You know, we're already so excited for next year. Do you want to speak to the...
Yeah, next year we're looking at more performance artists, belly dancers, fire dancers, things like that, stilt walkers. And we're just excited that Helper City has been a huge sponsor for letting us throw down in the park. And the city staff has been amazing.
Well, and that's another thing. Noelle, we're talking about the fact, do you think you'll kind of stick with where you're at with the Father's Day beginning? Or you think you're going to maybe start closer towards the end of May and go a little longer into September for next season?
Yeah, those are roundtable discussions that we're going to have probably the end of October. And not only Helper, but all of Carbon County with all of the events.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're looking forward to a positive number of events for next year, whether we grow bigger or scale down to other different events and whatnot. But that's going to be a roundtable discussion. It is a community event. So these are things that we have to all, you know, get together on.
All right. So let's not talk anymore about next year. Let's talk about this year, because the one thing that always makes me go somewhere is food. So you got some good food trucks this year, this time around. Let's talk about them.
Definitely. We love having Mambo Truck and L-Star 10 out. And this weekend, we also have Slosh Burgers. They are a new food vendor for us, and they were actually with us last weekend. So if you like them, come out again. They're doing Sloppy Joes and grilled cheese. Super unique for the area in that they just have their own formula going. It's pretty fun.
And so, you know, we're about to wrap up here, and I'm going to give each of you the opportunity to do this. We're going to start with Kimberly. Kimberly, I want you to make one big final pitch to get people out this Saturday, September 4th, from 4 to 9 for Helper Saturday Vibes.
Free fun for everyone. All ages. Yep.
That really puts a nail on it. Really,
honestly, just offering those opportunities, you know, to people and starting businesses and musicians, and that people coming out there just having a ball.
And that's really
smiles,
all it boils down to.
Lots of smiles.
At the end of the day, as long as you had fun, that's all that matters, right?
Right.
All right, Noelle, your turn.
I just want to shout out the other events happening this weekend as well. It's going to be a big weekend for Helper. We have, obviously, First Fridays this coming Friday. We have the Outlaw Car Show and then our event. So it's going to be just the fun will just keep on rolling. So come join us. Bring your long chairs. Hang out in the grass with us and listen to some live music.
Busy weekend in Helper. And the other thing you guys were saying is remember, it's going to get dark before this ends, but you're going to take care of that.
And a little chilly. So bring a layer and see our beautiful lights in the city and in the park.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today and talking with us about this. In fact, thanks so much for coming in all summer. This is a great event. It really is for the entire family. Get out, have some fun, go have some dinner, listen to some great music, and just enjoy your neighbors and your friends' company and have a good time. Kimberly Kuhn and Noelle Tamajian with Helper Saturday Vibes, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.